Of course, a large part of the Gulf of Mexico has been closed to fishing, which leaves fishermen in desperate need of cash. Many are joining the oil cleanup effort, and BP is including some safety instruction. NPR's Carrie Kahn attended one of the BP training sessions.
Fisherman Gerard Falls came to the Civic Center in La Rose, Louisiana, in his blue work coveralls. He signed up for BP's latest cleanup worker training. Falls is 60 years old and says he's always worked the shrimp and crab seasons. He's never done any other work.
When you got to depend on this for your living and you're told you can't work no more, I've never been unemployed in my life. And that's an adjustment for us, for my wife and I.
He says he's happy to take the four-hour class and get his yellow card certifying that he's completed BP safety training. That will let him get a job on a cleanup boat. He has a friend who's ready to hire him. About 100 people showed up at the Civic Center for the training and were ushered to a small conference room in the back of the large gymnasium, which was full of children enrolled in a day camp. BP's contracted trainers began signing up workers.
Get you to print your name, four-digit social security number, the last four digits.
Cheryl Marlborough is one of the few women trying to secure a spot. She's a home health worker but works on a shrimp boat during the season.
I want to be able to say I did help, but I need money too. So, I mean, it's for both.
Marlborough says if the Gulf is destroyed, she doesn't know how her family will survive.
We already talking about moving. We move, if we have to, we can wind up moving up to Mississippi, North Mississippi somewhere. It's just try to get a track of land and get a little pond so we can do a little bit of fishing, so we can teach the grandkids what it's like to fish.
Marlborough made it into the training, which is limited to just 48 people because of the small size of the room. More than 50 were turned away. Inside the room, the fishermen and a few women sat in hard plastic orange chairs and watched as trainer Earl Bush launched right into a slide presentation.
Some of the key points for BP's training: your safety is top priority. It doesn't look right, don't do it. Don't feel right, don't do it. You're not sure about something, don't do it.
Bush tells the trainees they won't be sent to any toxic areas. They will be kept on shore or close to land and will be dealing with oil that he says has been floating in the hot sun and has been weathered.
It's made it non-toxic to breathe, no fire range, and no explosive range. Every day you go out, they're going to go out with monitor boats in your area you're supposed to work, and you're going to be working what they call a post-spill area.
Bush says all workers will be equipped with gloves, goggles, white protective clothing, and a hard hat. But advocates for the fishermen who recently won a court judgment ordering BP to provide all necessary protective materials say that's not enough. They want BP to provide respirators to protect from toxic fumes. Mary Lee Orr heads the Louisiana Environmental Action Network.
I think you always need to err on the side of health and safety. This is the worst catastrophe, certainly, I think, in our country's history. We're in uncharted waters.
Who knows, she says, exactly what is toxic or not. For its part, BP says they are aware of the concern and interest in equipping workers with respirators, but an official says the extra equipment is just not necessary. Back at the training, fisherman Donald John Ford says he would feel better if BP handed out the respirators just in case. He says he doesn't really trust BP's safety record.
But you're still going to try and work for them?
No, I'm going to try to save my inheritance. They had somebody else that would hire my boat, I'd go through them instead of BP.
John Ford says he quit school at 14 and has been fishing ever since. Now 37, he says he has to find something new to do, because by the looks of it, all that oil has put an end to shrimping in the Gulf. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, La Rose, Louisiana.